Matt Pacifico isn't typical mayor material. He's young and hip, wears an earring, and has a stormtrooper helmet behind his desk. When Pacifico first ran for mayor of Altoona 4 years ago, he'd never held elected office, though he did have experience running a successful family business. Trump's campaign asked Pacifico to speak at the August rally Trump held in Altoona.
Yeah, it was probably one of the coolest experiences ever. You know, I mean, I was so nervous to speak in front of that many people. And when I came out and, you know, said something in my opening line,
I wanted to have the opportunity to speak on the same stage as Mr. Donald J. Trump, our next president of the United States.
And the crowd started to, you know, get into it. And then, like, all the nerves just went away.
Pacifico sees his vote from two perspectives, as a citizen and as a mayor responsible for one of Pennsylvania's many distressed cities. He says the biggest issue for Altoona voters is bringing back jobs. So that's the biggest issue for him as well.
They're all very hopeful that Trump will be able to follow through on what he said about bringing jobs back into the communities where, you know, the industries were here at one time and then, you know, left.
Communities like Shamokin in what used to be Pennsylvania coal country. Today, it's a rundown little town with 7,000 residents, a quarter of whom live under the federal poverty line.
Okay, come on out. Let them know.
Jim Bowers runs God's Chuck Wagon, a mobile soup kitchen in Shamokin and the surrounding towns. He voted for Trump for the same reason Pacifico did.
I just want jobs. I just want to be able to look out there and say, these people I don't need to feed no more. These people can make it on their own.
God's Chuck Wagon served over 22,000 people in 2015, according to their website, and Bauer says that number is always growing. He wants a president who cares about coal country, and he thinks that'll be Donald Trump. A little further north in Schuylkill County, Jessica Turpak agrees.
Me and my husband have a small oil company called Turpak Oil.
The past 8 years have been hard for these small business owners.
Obamacare, to me, is my number one priority. Getting rid of it. Obamacare, if it continues in this household and something happens, we could really lose everything we worked for.
She's hopeful that Trump will repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. But beyond politics, Turpak also just likes Trump. She dressed her toddler, Hunter, to look like the candidate, and Trump brought him on stage during a rally in Wilkes-Barre. She says she gets him.
I tend to say what I think. I can relate to him in that aspect. That he says what he thinks.
Plain talk also appealed to Seth Coffer, a gastroenterologist and Republican ward leader in Philadelphia.
The fact that we had an outsider who is speaking plain English at a level where all voters can understand, all that excitement is exactly what our party needed.
Coffer is gay and lives in bright blue Philadelphia, but he served as a Trump delegate at the Republican National Convention. He felt Trump was unfairly depicted as divisive during the election.
That is not the message that I hear from Mr. Trump, and that's not what I feel among the delegates from all over the country. I heard them standing, applauding, cheering for inclusive policies.
Coffer's fellow ward leader, Daphne Goggins, says as a black woman, she had no issue with voting for Donald Trump.
I've never seen anything less racist than the Republican Party. Yeah, a lot of them are white, but some of them are black also. We are a big tent party.
Goggins is a community activist and recovering drug addict. She's a mother, a grandmother, and a lifelong Republican. Goggins campaigned for Trump because she thinks he's the country's best chance to defeat ISIS, stop illegal immigration, and bring back jobs. If Trump is successful, Goggins thinks he could be the catalyst to bring more black voters from inner city Philadelphia over to the Republican Party. Trump had an easier sell in central Pennsylvania, where many counties have voted Republican for decades. In Altoona on election night, Ben Hornberger, a 23-year-old former Marine, was ready to let loose and celebrate the victory.
It's been a long, long stretch. I've been working since April with the campaign. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's so good right now.
Hornberger campaigned for Obama in 2012, but by 2016, he was one of the Trump campaign's most committed volunteers. He took time off from work to attend rallies around the state and put in long hours at campaign headquarters. But by Christmas, the election night high had tempered.
I don't expect him to be able to fulfill all of his campaign promises in 4 years. 4 years is not a long time with Congress and Senate.
Hornberger works at a DSL call center, making $20,000 a year. He's hoping to go to college so he can one day follow in the footsteps of Trump and run for office himself. Pittsburgh resident Penny Stenger also voted for Obama in 2012, but backed Bernie Sanders during the primary. When he lost, she turned to Trump.
I thought, Lord, what am I doing here? Why am I voting for Mr. Trump? And I thought, oh, right to life. It really is about that. He will have a chance to nominate and put in 3 or 4 judges, and then it will overturn what should be overturned.
But by early January, things had changed.
You know, I talked about voting for him because of pro-life, and then I realized after the election, he's not pro-life. If I were to do it again, it would be Hillary. It would have to be.
Up north in Erie County, Trump voters Phil and Marianne Spotts slowly came around to Donald Trump during the primaries. But now they're all in, so much so that they're taking a bus to D.C. for the inauguration and bringing their granddaughter with them.
I think it'll be a good experience for Allie that she'll remember this the rest of her life. And we've never experienced the inauguration.
17-year-old Allie Skinner couldn't vote, but was a Trump supporter and stayed up until 4 a.m. watching election returns.
It would just mean the world to me to get to go and support Trump as the peaceful transfer of power comes, just to be a part of the American system and see that this is how our government works, and it's really, truly amazing.
This week, Donald Trump will be sworn into office, and the 3 million Pennsylvanians who helped put him there, including a stormtrooper mayor, a mobile soup kitchen operator, a Philly ward leader, an ex-Marine, and a Bernie Sanders supporter with cold feet, will be watching to see what comes next. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.